Hello guys, welcome to the Disability Podcast. This is our final episode for this season. I mean, our last episode for this season. It's been great, right?
Yeah.
Today we're doing our just questions, something fun and, you know, just lighten up the mood and whatnot. So, Mimi, are you gonna start with the questions?
Well, my first question has to be, what is your fondest memory of all time?
Of all time? Goodness. I don't know. This is hard because there've been a lot. I just feel like, okay, my fondest memory, probably the ones that I have spent with you, I guess. I guess like my fondest memories are the ones that I made with you, yes. With me, guys, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Move on. Answer your question.
Okay, so I have to say that's the sweetest thing she has ever said to me. She's always an ass. Always, like, she doesn't have an off day from being an ass. She just knows how to say the wrongest things. Like, she's so good at that. So it's really crazy. So you need to understand my flood of emotions right now from her actually saying something sweet.
It's okay. Moving on. Answer your question.
Guys, she said her fondest moment we have with me. Oh my god.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have this one memory, right? I've been having all this deja vu of my growing up days in recent times. That's why I actually asked this question.
Yeah.
So it was my first day having an up close with a helicopter.
Okay.
So my dad used to work for NEPA, and they had this really big field then. And I've always loved planes. I still love planes till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, I wanted to be, what do you call them, a pilot.
Yeah.
So this was my first close with a helicopter. So it landed in the office, and for some reason I was at my dad's office that day. I don't know, I think it was me and my sister, or we were supposed to meet somebody, so we had like our best dresses on, but I don't remember sister that day. I remember just me. So my dad just told us to dress well, and it was just me and my sister. I don't think the boys were there. So we're all feeling pretty, and then we saw the helicopter landing, and my dad is like, the blades were still rolling at this point, and we start walking with my dad, and we're just going up, like it's a really slopey area, and we're going up, and we go to this, and I'm seeing this big machine. I'm like, I really like to show this someday. So it was.
Yeah, I get you.
I can't forget that picture. So I keep saying that as like it's overwhelming for me. I don't have a lot of memorable childhood moments, but this was a major one for me.
Yeah.
So I can't forget it. So yeah, that was one for the first time a helicopter.
Nice.
So your question,
you're like aeroplane.
Do you know? I didn't say it in those exact words, but every single time a plane was overhead, I used to stand in one place and watch it till it was gone.
Yeah, me too. I feel like every child probably did that.
I still do it till today because I love planes.
Yeah, I do too. I like it. I like just looking. I'm wondering what you're doing.
I wonder where they're going to, where they took off from.
Yeah.
You know, all of that.
Yeah.
I wonder about everything. So it's something for me.
And one thing I also do is when I see a plane in the sky, I actually pray for them. I just pray like, God, take them safely to where they're going to. Let it not crash. It's just weird, but I do it. I don't know why. Yeah.
Prayer warrior. Yeah, she's the one that prays for me. Apart from my parents, the next person is Tochi, I swear.
Okay. My question. If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say 30 seconds?
Yeah, very fast. Think, fast.
I think I'll preach love in those 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know how we say that there's racism in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the world, right? The whites versus blacks.
Yeah.
In every country. In France, mm-hmm. in London, you know, in Europe,
mm-hmm.
in the US.
Mm-hmm.
So we said there's racism in the world, the blacks against the whites.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
we come to where the blacks are dominant, which is Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And you see countries fighting against each other, xenophobia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In Kenya and South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then you now come to Nigeria, which is our country of origin.
Mm-hmm.
Tribalism, so much tribalism. Some mm-hmm. parts see themselves superior to the other, seeing mm-hmm. some other parts as second-rate citizens of the same country.
Mm-hmm.
We're still fighting to be top class in the world, and then we come to our own country and we're fighting to be equal.
Yeah.
So it's like there is so much love lost everywhere. Okay, even if I drop tribalism, then religion comes up again,
mm-hmm.
and then the Muslims are fighting to be superior than the Christians, and vice
mm-hmm.
versa.
Mm-hmm.
How about we just preach love for each other,
even in families, even in the smallest unit of
yes,
you still find stuff like that happening.
Yes,
it's really, really sad. It's so sad. You know, thank you for bringing this up, because last night, you say I'm evangelist, so she come again, but sorry, last night after I read my Bible, I realized that the Bible is just one long love story. Do you understand? It's just one long love.
In every book of the Bible, you'll find at least one story of love in it. And that's why Jesus Christ actually said that the greatest commandment is about love.
Yes.
And that if we can love everybody, then there's nothing else we need to do.
Nothing we need to do.
You'll find that even in the littlest part of yourself, you'll find some resentment towards one person or another. I'm not saying everybody is perfect. But
of course,
if everybody at one point, at one moment in time, can mm-hmm. decide to love, you see, the whole world will come to a standstill.
I mean, it would be so beautiful. It just, yeah. So, guys, I just feel like the answer to everything, answer to all the problems in the world, is just love. If we could just drop our weapons and drop our resentment and drop our hate for the next person's color of their skin or their tribe or their name or what they do in life or how successful they are or how poor they are or how they look, just drop it and just treat them like they are your brother or sister. Treat them nice. I feel like everywhere will just be beautiful. So yes, if you ask me the same question, I will preach the same thing. Love.
Something actually came to me. So every day I'm going to work, there's this boy and his mom that sell mm-hmm. food to the uncompleted buildings in my area, to the builders and the uncompleted buildings in my area.
Okay.
And every single day I'm going to work, I see them. I find myself wondering when I don't see them that, where are they? Aren't they coming out today? And mm-hmm. I don't know what's about this small boy. He started it. He will greet me. I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met him. And every single day I drive past, he would nod his head and greet me like he's about to prostrate. And he's always carrying stuff on his head. So, and I always wave back at him. when he used to work with his mom would look at him like, what's going on
like,
here?
How do you know? Yes.
But both of us actually have that second
the bond,
or 2 seconds.
The bond. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That we just say hi to each other and it's really nothing. I had to stop one day and ask for his name. I really don't remember his name right now, but I had to do that. So that's one example.
Yeah.
Somebody told me a while back that, you know, all these touts and hoodlums that we're calling hoodlums
or touts,
that it is just because they grew up on the wrong side of the tracks.
Thank you.
That's the first problem.
That's it.
And that the second thing is the only thing why they are doing what they do is because, one, it's their way of being seen. Even though nobody knows them. They're like, yes, I made an impact.
Yeah,
and they don't know if it's a wrong or a right impact. But they just want to be heard. They want to be seen because people are constantly telling them they are nobodies. Telling them they are nothing. All they want to do is to be heard. For somebody to show them attention. Somebody to love them. Even though that attention is arresting them.
Yeah.
Do you get?
Still, they want to have their own moment. Yes.
Everybody.
And besides, they have their own way of reacting. The way someone that is poor reacts to a situation is different from the way someone that grew up with to react. They're probably just going to react the way that they know how. They don't know how to be classy and how to talk and how to be diplomatic. They don't understand that. They don't know because in their area, when someone makes rubbish noise, they'll break bottle and take the person's brain. So that's what they know. That's what they know. They cannot react a different way because they don't know that. They don't know how to react that way. So that's it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So as much as I try in my own way, I try to be nice to everybody. It doesn't matter who, whether you're working for me or I'm working for you. All that doesn't matter. Just in your own way. Show and preach love. Because once you're showing love to somebody who the society will see as a nobody, that person would want to reciprocate it. Even if they're not reciprocating it to other people, they want to reciprocate it to you. So imagine if everybody was doing that same thing.
Yeah.
I know it can't be like that. I know it's just wishful thinking. But try to brighten the corner where you are. That's just it.
And it doesn't have to even be financial. It could just be just giving a listening ear to somebody that needs it. It could just be saying hello to that person that you wouldn't normally say hello to because that person looks very rough. If they say hello to this person, and they might just laugh in my face. But sometimes just that smile, that hello, that hi, how are you doing? How is your family? It goes a long way because they just feel like, so someone even cares about what I'm going through. Someone even cares, they won't ask me what's happening with my life. It could just be that conversation that they need. And that's it. Okay, Mimi, your question next. I already answered
my question.
I said, it's not.
Oh, yeah, okay, you can answer.
I said the same thing, that is love. I already answered for us. your question. Well, that was heavy. It wasn't meant to be, guys. Sorry.
But, like, that's how we feel. It wasn't meant to be this, like, because we're trying to lighten everything up.
Yeah.
But that's it. It's something both of us have in common, amongst many other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. I'm trying to ask a last question. I'm filtering through my brain in quotes.
I can imagine.
So I have a celebrity best friend. Who would it be?
Rihanna. Loved her forever. I've loved her since I've known her. Since secondary school, I've loved her. So I feel like she's living my life. I feel like they literally exchanged my life for hers. Like, they gave me hers and I'm living mine. That's what I feel. So I feel like she'll be my best friend. I swear, I feel like she would be my best friend because she's literally living my life, guys. That's my life she's living. That's me. That's me, okay? Yeah, so Juliana. But she's crazy. She just, I feel like I see her, I see myself in her, I see her in me. I just feel like, do you understand? I mean, can you, but maybe, do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Yeah, I just see her and I'm like, nah, this girl is me. No, she's me. She's me. Yeah.
I feel so, the same Juliana. Way. Mm-hmm. I feel the same about Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm, girl, you bet.
I'm in the middle of those two. Those two yes. are my spirit animals.
Yes.
The sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The brain.
And the crazy. Mm-hmm.
The go-getting yes. attitude.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like they embody things I want to be. So those two, I'll be right in the middle of both of them. Even though I know Megan Thee Stallion doesn't have any best friends, like mm-hmm. you get like in the music industry, like she goes where the money leads her, and that's me. Like I won't hate my money maker. I swear. I can't hate my money makers.
At all.
If I hate you, but you're bringing money to me, I'm going to put my emotions aside and get that money. So yes. that's like,
period.
So I feel like, period. Yeah, I feel like that's it about that. So okay. you.
Okay, next question. If you had to work, but didn't need them, what would you choose to do? Like if you were a rich ass, you know, but you have to work, Sha, and you don't need the money. What will you do?
I'll cook.
Yeah, you love cooking. Yeah, that's true.
My food always makes people smile.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll...
That's true. That's not a lie. That's not a lie. That's no lie. No lies detected. No lies. Okay, me, what would I do? If you're asking this question like 10 or 5 years ago, I would say I would dance.
Okay, no, wait, let me stop you right there. So guys, let me give you a backstory to this line that she just dropped. Tochi used to be a world-class dancer, in my opinion. Like, she... Oh my god, I used to love watching her dance. Like, she would just go for it, like... But right now, she's lazy. As in, her ass just likes to gum to the floor or to the chair. I don't know what her problem is. She has just stopped dancing. And that is one of the things that she stopped doing that actually hurt me. And I keep telling her, but she keeps taking it as a joke. But I love it.
I dance in my parlor.
What do you mean?
Maybe I dance a lot.
You should
just
dance for audiences.
I just dance on my. I mean, I still like to do that, but I'm too tired of it. I'm too tired. When I'm with
you, lazy.
when I'm rested and relaxed, maybe I'll go back to that. But now I'm too stressed and it's too much on my mind for me to be dancing all the time. But I dance in my spare time, my free time. I also dance to work out. So yeah. But I mean, so like if you asked me this question like 5 years ago, I would say I would dance. But now I think I would write for no money at all. I would just sit down and just write, and I'll eat too.
Yeah. Okay. No. You can be a food critic. How about that?
That's there.
You can be traveling around the world just tasting. Yeah. Talking about it. Like you can be writing about the food you've tasted. That's like embodying the two things you love.
Yes, and just describing the taste in my mouth. So maybe you're next.
Where am I?
Yes.
Ooh, I gotta ask you this.
Okay.
What is the funniest thing you've seen on the news?
The funniest thing that really got me rolling on the floor, I think, was that video of our former Lagos State governor finding camera Anyway.
You're such a thief. I was going to say that. Just shut up.
Guys. I'm literally
hilarious AF. What?
I think I'm just thinking about it now. God, I'm just thinking about it now. I want to cry because, like, what the heck? What was that? Really?
Okay. That's your point of view, right? Okay, let me give my own point. That's the funniest video to you right now. Okay, let me give my own point of view about that particular video. So you guys know, I don't know if you see that chicken that was wearing a top, like a cord sportswear. Let me put it like that. It looked like a jersey to me. Yes. I was wearing sneakers and had that. I had this hand behind. I was now wondering if it was the guy who lent the ball from the chicken, or the chicken lent the ball from the guy.
Their
family members, like. Because I don't understand how they could pull off that same move without actually meeting each other. It's not even possible. It has to be in the family. That inspection was on point. Even on our teachers.
Point.
But do their teachers have that level of dedication of, you know, tunnel vision? You know, seeing your growing nails from like 1,000 meters.
Yeah, Pinocchio.
And now cover you with black and catch.
Oh my god. Now what? Waiting
okay.
To see for
this. That's
go see for toll gates.
Waiting to go see for doorstep.
Hey.
So that's one. That's one for me. The other one is how Trump has been saying he's gonna go to court. He's gonna go to court, shouting up and down. That has been funny for me. Like. And what social media is doing to him right now is so hilarious. So it's like comic relief. I'm telling you, it's comic relief for me watching that. So it's like a stress reliever for me. So that's another thing. Okay.
If you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, which would it be? That is, if you could be like a member of the cast, which would it be?
None.
Are you sure? Think about it. Think about even the old ones from way back, like Fresh Prince.
I actually really loved Fresh Prince, but then my character, if it was in there, would have been redundant, so there's no point. So it's perfect as it is, so no.
Nah, okay, just think about it. Being a member, but being one of the top characters, which would it be? And then which character would it be?
I'm not a good actor.
Yeah.
So okay. I've never seen myself on TV. Yeah, radio, yes. But not TV.
Answer the question.
Because I can be really stupid without provocation. So what if my stupidity decides to come out when I'm supposed to be serious?
Oh my god.
Think about it.
Oh my god, Mimi. Okay, for me, I'll be on a different world. So basically, it's a spin-off of a Bill Cosby show, Mr. Huxtable and all that. Yeah, so I'll be Denise on a different world. I love it. I grew up watching it. It was the best. It was the best for me back then.
Well, fun fact for you guys. I didn't grow up watching any TV shows. So
okay.
I just watched Sister for the first time. Yeah, you guys are gonna laugh at me, but oh well. That's my funny life right there.
Oh, the super life things, right? Super life things. Oh, Devil Ball. full time.
I know, right? So that's that. Oh well, so I hope you guys have had fun.
Oh.
I hope you guys have had fun getting to know us better. You know, this is just personal episodes. Like get to know us better, things that we don't even know that we talk about. So it's just on the spot. Stuff of the moment thing. I hope you guys enjoyed it and enjoyed the season. Let's comment on any of our episodes. Let us know what you think.
So you can always check us out on our Instagram at the Juicy Lucy Podcast and on Twitter at Lucy Podcast. You can also send us a mail on Keeping It Juicy on Juicy Lucy at yahoo.com. What else? Yeah, that's it. That means me. So leave us comments on our Instagram. Listen to our previous episodes. Catch up.
We'll be having a live session soon. So guys, tune in. We really are not juicy without you guys. So you guys are what makes us juicy. Thank you for listening. And please don't stop listening because it means a lot. It means a whole lot to us. So until the next time, this is the Juicy Lucy Podcast.
Tracking. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.